How are mixed people fetishized?
I receive a lot of requests to cover mixed race people. So that's what we're discussing today. It should be noted that there's a difference between mixed race, biracial, and mixed ethnicity. Biracial means you are two races. Mixed or multiracial means you could be two, three, or more. And mixed ethnicity doesn't necessarily mean you're mixed race, but it means you're from two distinct ethnic groups. Generally, two ethnic groups that have disparate physical features. Like being half English and half German does not make you mixed ethnicity. But anyway. In 1662 in Virginia, the One Drop Law was passed. In essence, the One Drop Rule proclaimed that if you had one identifiable black ancestor, you are black. The One Drop Rule notion lingers into the present day. And the One Drop Rule was co-opted by the Nazis as well. In that manifestation of the One Drop Rule, if you had one Jewish grandparent, you would be sent to the camps. Even if you weren't Jewish religiously, you were ethnically contaminated. In the antebellum South, there were many biracial children. Most of this, if not arguably all, was the product of assault. Even Thomas Jefferson had biracial children, with his slave and mistress, Sally Hemings. Thomas Jefferson even took Sally Hemings to Europe on a diplomatic mission. And Jefferson's descendants are both white and black. And although in the cultural lexicon, the term biracial does tend to mean half white and half black, it can mean any two combinations of two races. Many times, people fetishize the half white and half black child. And this is nothing new. It dates back to slavery, with many white fetishists intentionally selecting black partners to produce biracial children, citing features like type 3 hair as desirable. Undeniably, this is not just fetishization. It's the racial fetishization of a child. And as I covered in my previous video about K-pop fetishization, there are many young Western white girls who wish to produce Asian children with a K-pop idol trainee. And often, mixed people aren't really accepted into either community. Speaking as someone who's mixed myself, with both sides exoticizing features, either for being too ethnic or for being too white.